I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning,
guys. Good morning.
Hey, Vinny. You back at your house?
I am, and I will be on camera in a second.
Getting your makeup done, getting your hair done and everything.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Last minute preparations, your beauty regimen.
I have a problem.
Oh, no. What's the matter?
I do it all the time.
What did you do?
I hit update all the time. Anytime it shows me. So I picked up the phone this morning and went, oh, okay. Click.
Take an update.
And then I am now optimizing apps as we speak. So I'm just I'm watching this thing and I'm watching it count. And I'm just like, these guys, they're just so over me. They gotta be. Every time I turn around, I do something that just makes this job harder.
It's part of your charm, Vin.
Is
not.
It?
Yes. Okay. It really is.
Jesus.
All right. So,
duh. Did it? Listen, I've been thinking about you all week. I mean, it's been, first of all, I want to start by saying we all probably got that same alert on our phone on Friday about Chadwick Boseman. Like, we'll talk about it. I mean, there's a million stories about it and the tributes are rolling and everything. But that's just sort of like kicked off like a weekend of weirdness. Like there's you know, as I've alluded to, I've got some medical stuff happening in my family, and I'm still really not, just mostly because I'm afraid of my own emotional reaction to it. I'll tell you when it's all over and when everyone is safe and sound and not in the hospital anymore. I had that going on, and then just yesterday was sort of a weird day, like smoky and then not smoky. And I was thinking about you all weekend.
Well, I mean, my thing has, I don't know what to say about my thing. I just am so over it.
Oh, it looks like you're about to be.
I'm about to be on.
Oh my God.
Ready.
I got to have a look at you. Did you change?
No.
No, you're the same guy. Oh, thank God. Whew. Thought maybe something had happened, or you just didn't want to show us on camera or something.
Like he lost all his hair or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would I do without that?
I don't know.
So, are you saying though that you're in basically constant contact back east? Is that how that's keeping you?
I mean, it's yes. And I'm on a lot of threads I don't want to be on. You know how when you're on a thread with a bunch of people and everyone has an iPhone, you can leave the conversation? Mm-hmm. You can't do that when some of the people are on Samsungs. I don't know why.
Can you mute it, though?
Oh, yes. No, it's muted. But then when I pick up my phone and look at a message that I've gotten that I didn't mute, I see that there are 60 messages on that thread. So I go back and read them. And they just, honest to God, I just don't understand the mindset. You watched and one of the people is still in the hospital. Like, how is this not changing your feelings on this stuff? How is this still a political thing? It's a health crisis. It's insanity. So, I had a crazy weekend. I doubt it's as crazy as yours. I'm dying to hear the whole move back in, settle back into the house. I see that your walls are still up. I'm so relieved.
There's no doubt that the first thing that I guess I need to say today is I can't tell you, watching the Cal Fire and local police and the job they did to not only get us out of our houses and into safety, but also get us back into our houses and into safety. And they really did, you know, look, we were robbed, but we were robbed before the evacuation. But they were patrolling nonstop while we were out. So that was a relief. And it's
well, it gives you peace of mind while you're hunkered down somewhere else that someone's not breaking into your house and walking off with your stuff.
Well, right. And since that happened before we even got out, obviously, right. Everyone in the neighborhood went, what? Like, oh, my God. And there were some people who said they stayed home here in our neighborhood because of what happened with our car. Oh, like, they God. Went, I'm not leaving. Not if that's happening. No way. Ugh. So there were people who stayed here for that reason because they were like, well, I'm not. No.
Wow.
We're not. No way.
So in case anyone missed it, a week ago Thursday, I can't believe that's already been a week and a half ago, you were on the air and your wife comes in and goes, oh, my God, our car's been stolen.
So yeah, I mean, actually, I was on the air. I walked out into the kitchen. Is what happened. I'd finished a break, walked out into the kitchen for a cup of coffee. I didn't need, but was doing it anyway. And she said my car was stolen, and then it went down from there. But so, yeah, as people heard that in the neighborhood, because I guess Christina was looking for anybody's front yard cameras. She was trying to find out if anybody caught the plate of the car, the accomplice who drove the person to our car. Because there's...
Right.
Anyway, what it comes down to is thanks to all the people who helped us. The car's gone. We haven't heard one peep about that.
Nothing,
so,
huh?
Nothing.
Well, people have been
focused she may
on
have
things.
And hasn't talked to me about it, it's obviously a very touchy subject. I'm still trying not to be upset.
Because she left the keys in the car.
I don't give one rip about the car. Bye. Right. It was about leaving the keys to our house in the car that I have an issue with. And the garage door opener to the house in the car. That's the part, the home security part. If the wrong dude had noticed what he had, he could have walked right into our house at 3 a.m.
right
dude, wrong dude, however you want to see that, either way we would have been sitting ducks. So yeah, that lack of security, I've told you, I circle my house sometimes 3 times before I can drive away. It's an issue for me, so it was certainly something that is still sort of sticking in my side. But
well, you acted on it and you got the locks changed. How's that going?
Well,
those locks all set.
Let's just try to keep it positive, because there's a lot.
Okay,
I'm underneath a lot right now. So
just making sure you got your everything.
We have moved back in, and we all slept in our own beds, and the refrigerator that I told you was breaking is for sure broken. So it's out there grinding right now as we speak.
Oh.
So today it will be the minute I get done here. I tried something called. Have you ever heard something called Just Answer?
No.
So Just Answer is this thing where you've got a broken appliance, and actually, you know, just like me, I should have learned my lesson when I got burned on the Hamilton tickets.
Oh,
I put in KitchenAid, because that's the fridge brand, repair or something like that, and up pops this Just Answer thing. It's the first thing that's there. Oh, answers to your KitchenAid problem. I'm like, click.
Great.
For $5, I get help on they'll troubleshoot it from wherever they are. That's amazing. Let's do this. And then I spent 3 hours waiting for the guy or girl, whoever is the technician that's going to answer my question. Finally, I go, all right, I got to call these people and find out what I'm doing. Why am I not getting...
Because you gave your $5.
Well, I don't even care. I mean, like, you know, it's my 3 hours I'm worried about, you know, $5.
Still, so, you did kick right in.
Anyway, they got there. Oh, first of all, you get rerouted to a phone bank or phone place in the Philippines. So that's in the instant, like, oh, man. All right. So they're not going to help me. They're just going to pause me until I can get some help. So then they give me the old, well, the technicians and COVID-19, and we are working to get to you. And I just went, just give me my $5 back.
I did can't. They?
Of course they did. Yeah, it was no big deal. Oh, but it was good. Just one of those things where I thought, oh my God, a knowledgeable person is going to actually, because this, look.
Yeah, it no, it was like the well answer be. To your prayers. You could mm-hmm. just reset the thing that needs to be reset.
Right,
and
right.
that would be that.
I don't know that it's going to be that easy, but it certainly might have been. And if someone right. had been able to tell me that, I would have gladly paid the $5 or whatever.
Sure.
You know, oh, well, it's going to be another $30. I think I can fix that. $30 more. Done. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, the, you know what a fridge costs.
Yeah, they're not cheap. Especially those nice fitted ones that are,
yeah,
you know,
this is
counter
that.
Depth. Right.
Right. It came in with it came with the place.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that'll be my first sort of project. But we, you know, and here's, so our mail had stopped, trash had stopped. So oh, we yes. had a lot of catch up to do. There were yeah. boxes piled up everywhere. So we spent the weekend really nonstop.
And making many trips to pick up all the stuff you'd gotten out of there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was,
well, we,
so you
I'd
didn't
basically
have a restful
moved.
Weekend.
I basically moved right. everything that wasn't furniture out of the house.
Wow.
So we're back in. We're super grateful. I wouldn't want anyone to mistake how that just sounded as being ungrateful. I know people lost their homes. My kid's yes. school teacher lost her home. Just gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's happening with school, by the way? I know it was supposed to start last week and didn't for obvious
postponed
reasons.
Postponed till Monday. So a week from today, I believe.
Oh boy! Well, and what's that teacher going to do? I mean, she's in the middle. Like, you lose your house. Pretty much everything is just rolling around your head.
I don't know. I know that we're going to have a what do they call those?
Powwows.
Substitute. Yes,
oh. we're going.
I was searching
is it a
for
substitute?
That Who song. anyway. Yes, we're probably going to have a substitute to begin with, and I don't know what it takes to come back from that. I know it's been hard enough just dealing with an evacuation order and getting back into the house, so you realize, like, oh, God, we've got a lot to do here.
Right.
A lot. And I actually did some stuff. Like, one of the things I did on one of my runs back to the house was run a load of dishes and clear the sink. And
right.
when I told everyone that, my, you know, what? Are you nuts? And I'm like, trust me, when we get back, that smell would have been disgusting. So.
Oh, you're saying you did that on one of the previous runs. I see what you're
before
saying.
Before we
yeah.
left, no, I was doing dishes and everyone and went, you stopped to do. And I'm like, yes, because the sink was full of half-eaten food items.
Yep.
We would have had a smell like you couldn't believe. So, yeah, I did do the dishes.
The dishes
so anyway,
do pile up fast. Family
oh,
of four.
Dude.
It's amazing.
Well, and it was, you know, look, we
sure.
had my mom here and the dog.
Oh, right.
It's been a couple weeks. It's for sure.
Yeah.
But now, hey, listen, we're only dealing with COVID. So that's great.
Yeah.
We're just back to that.
Back to COVID. The ever-present COVID. The ubiquitous, every time you think everything's okay, you go, oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, that, so coming home, we start
happening.
To see our neighbors rolling in, and we're totally unable to celebrate. Like, that's,
right.
there's no doubt that this is a big deal to be thinking about how your house may be gone, and then it's not.
Right. Well, and, you know, they were saying one of the big problems for a lot of people who were evacuated is that they had to go to these shelter stations and mm-hmm. the difficulties of social distancing in a place like that where you're, you know, you're sharing meals and you're sleeping in the same space and that it's, you know, and even just the way they fought the fires, there were all these COVID things in place for the firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
yeah.
it's, you know, it isn't something that can just be set aside.
At the press conferences, which I watched daily, they were absolutely reminding people keep your masks on, and you'd even see the speakers had their masks on until they were brought to a microphone, and then they'd pull them off, speak, put them back on, walk away. So yeah, there's a lot of protocols in place, but it is for sure, I mean, you can't help but have
time.
It fall back, like it falls back even though it's still there. It's like, look,
right.
the immediate danger now becomes this fire.
Right. Sorry, there's, you know, certainly a priorities list.
Mm-hmm. like run for your life is sort of on top of.
Sure. Then
you
COVID.
Might get some spittle in your mouth that could make you sick.
Right.
Sorry, I'm running for it.
Right.
So
in
anyway,
the meantime, before I get sick, I'll take care of all the things I need to, and then I'll lay down wherever I am and be sick.
Right. One of the things I'm interested in is, and look, I know firemen probably have opinions on this, and I've done my own reading on this for years, because we know fire season comes every fall. I'm curious, especially someone who lost their home. You know, one of the reasons we don't do controlled burns is because people don't want the beauty and the forest and the animals to suffer during something like that. And yet we have these catastrophic fires because of all the fuel that is there. So I'd be curious if anyone out there wants to text us their opinion on that, if they have any knowledge. I believe we got to start doing this way more.
I know. I see them taking, you know, occasionally you get those city alerts. There's a controlled burn here. There, it seems like a lot of times it's just fields. Like they just take those down because apparently, you know, any place that's been cleared, that's a good fire break if you can get all the fuel down there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as far as burning the forest themselves, you know, or the lower level stuff, I don't even, I'm so grateful that there are people who are experts in this stuff that so that I don't have to worry about like the controlled burns and that kind of thing, because man, fire is just so scary. And especially in the last few years, I remember when I used to live up on the hill and there'd be fires and we lived like right on the edge of, we were like the last street before you got out to the wilderness, to the trails and everything. And it was just, it was a constant back of the mind fear. That, you know, because there'd be fires burning and you'd know about it and stuff.
Right.
Although it does seem like these last, just these last 3-4 years have just been, I don't know.
Worse.
Doesn't it feel like that?
Yes.
I mean, I get that we have fires all the time, but.
Well, the fuel has not, you know, look, when we have heavy rains, we get more growth. And the more growth we get, the more we need that stuff. Look. This is just something I'm thinking of because I obviously just dealt with it. Yeah. But I do wonder, like someone who lives in Boulder Creek, where that's one of the areas where houses were lost for sure. Yeah. I wonder what they would say. They live in the forest. They love the forest. They've obviously are surrounded by that beauty all day, every day. It's hard to say, yeah, we should do this, except that now that they've had to run for their lives, I wonder if they would say, we should do that. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good idea. So I don't know. I'm curious if you're a texter, if you want to write in, I'll read it. And you know, whether I share it or not, I'd be curious to see what you say. But beyond that, let's get back to the important things in life. Yes, I have a lot to do still today. So yuck.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch Big Brother last night?
Of course I watched Big Brother last night.
Well,
of course I did.
Know. You didn't watch it on Thursday or whatever.
It wasn't on until like 9 o'clock or something. I was like, I can't. I just was, you know, I'd been up late watching it the night before, and so I didn't. But yeah, I'm all caught up, and we'll talk about that. There's a ton of stuff today. Let's get right to it. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Take a quick break for one song, and we'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.